Okay, we'll get started here.
How is everybody doing? I hope you've been having a good time at the conference. And welcome to the talk. So we're going to talk about, the question is, was Leslie Lamport right? And it's a bit of a loaded question. And you could say, well, maybe it's a bit clickbaity, like in a YouTube way. But what we're going to do is we're going to look at some of the papers that were written by Leslie Lamport over the last 50 years or so. And kind of see, well, first evaluate what the concepts are in them, but also kind of look at the questions and sort of, are they still relevant in today's world?
First, I think you should know who we are. So I'm Sarah Kristoff. I'm a staff software engineer at Adara. And I am the founder of the Leslie Lamport fan club. Everyone can join after the talk, and please email Leslie himself and let him know that I started this club for him.
And I'm Nick Jackson. I am member number 2 of the Leslie Lamport fan club. So our agenda, we're going to have a look at a little bit of a history lesson. We're going to look at consensus, consistency, concurrency, clocks, and gossip. And let's get moving. So as a kind of a bit of history, one of the most sort of attributable or famous papers that Leslie has written is probably the Byzantine General's Problem. So what we want to do with the talk is we're going to kind of take that theme and we're going to run it through all of the other examples, hopefully. Now, where this sort of came from, where did the Byzantine Empire come from? Well, it came from way, way back when Emperor Constantine, back in the Roman Empire, decided that he wanted to create a new capital for Rome. So they created this capital on the old Greek settlement of Byzantium. Now, the capital was known as Constantinople. Are there any, they might be Giants fans? Because you know obviously now that Istanbul was Constantinople. And now, that happened in the 3rd century, but by the 5th century, the Byzantine Empire had really grown. It was like growing in quite a lot of amount of strength. So again, Emperor Justinian decided that, who was running the Eastern Roman Empire, Byzantine, that he was going to take over Rome. And that was his ambition, and he did, and he united the whole thing. Which leads us into the setting for our theme, which is about 500 years later. So let's introduce our cast of heroes and villains. So Emperor Romanus in 1034 was actually the emperor of the Byzantine Empire. He got sick. He was married to Empress Zoe, who allegedly also poisoned him, because Zoe was having an affair, allegedly, with Michael the Money Changer, who then later became the emperor of the Byzantine Empire. Now, Michael was a money changer. Michael was basically a counterfeiter. But Michael was also not particularly well-versed in governmental business. So to run the kind of the complex side of governance, Michael employed his brother, John the Eunuch. Now, our generals, we have George Manelakes. Now, George was one of the most fierce generals, the most successful generals in the Byzantine army at this time. But he couldn't do this alone. And the Byzantine Empire, which I think was really fascinating, wasn't just kind of self-supported. They actually had an army of Vikings, the Varangians, led by Harald Sigurdsson, who later became the future king of Denmark, as a kind of